The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
I have sat down with the McNair family, and I have asked them for my release, and we have mutually agreed to part ways at this time.
No need for sources. Hashtag sources. J.J. Watt released by the Texans. What's up, everybody? Will Brinson here with the Pick Six Podcast and John Breach as we break down the J.J. Watt released emergency podcast. I guess we're not breaking down. This is the J.J. Watt is released emergency podcast. A little Friday morning news dump, Breach. Look, there's a lot we'll unpack here. You know what stood out to me? The Texans agreed to release J.J. Watt. You heard him say it. He said, I asked for my release. We mutually agreed to part ways. And the Texans still managed to leak it out that they were releasing him before he could send out his video on Twitter. It's unbelievable.
All the goodwill they earned, they didn't earn any, but this much goodwill they might have earned, they lost it all. Because, you know, Jack Easterby's out there texting like, oh, we just cut J.J. Watt. He's probably going to release a video to try to get the news out first. Don't let him do it. Get this news out there. So they're just – they can't do anything right. Nothing.
Yeah. Pretty huge day for the franchise. J.J. Watt, three-time defensive player of the year, borderline MVP candidate at times. Were it not for Aaron Donald showing up, I think that J.J. Watt would easily be the greatest defensive player of his generation and arguably the greatest player in Texans history. Maybe the most important player in Texans history, even if he's, you know, even if you want to quibble with, you know, like Andre Johnson or, I don't know who else it would be. J.J. Watt is absolutely on the Texans Mount Rushmore, I'll tell you that.
There's not a lot of other options, Brinson.
But, I mean, J.J. Watt is a first ballot slam dunk Hall of Famer right now. Doesn't need to keep playing if he doesn't want to. He does want to keep playing, and he was very thankful for his time in Houston, as he announced on Twitter.
I came here 10 years ago as a kid from Wisconsin who'd never really been to Texas before, and now I can't imagine my life without Texas in it. The way that you guys have treated me, besides draft night, I mean, you guys booed me on draft night, but every day after that, you treated me like family, and I truly feel like you're my family. Since that day, I have tried to do everything in my power to work and earn your respect and try and make you proud on and off the field. You guys have given me everything and more, and I can only hope that you feel like I've given you everything I have. Thank you, Houston. I love you.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's hard to imagine the Houston Texans without thinking about J.J. Watt first and foremost. And of course, you know, the big flood in Houston that did so much damage. Watt stepped up in major humanitarian and philanthropic ways, donated a ton of money. Obviously that's secondary to, but you know what? It's primary. It's more important than what's on the field. Just because of, you know, like I don't even think of him as like a Wisconsin guy. I think of him as a Texas guy. I don't know. That's weird. I hadn't even thought about that. In my head, J.J. Watt is just like very Texas. And that has come to pass, I think.
You know who does think of him as a Wisconsin guy? Everyone in Green Bay who was literally getting their one piece of stock saying, I'm a part owner. I'm calling, the front office and I'm telling them to sign J.J. Watt right now. He is wearing a Wisconsin sweatshirt in his video. Nothing screams bring me back to Wisconsin more than wearing this Wisconsin sweatshirt. Also, are we sure this was not like some sort of hostage-like video that Deshaun Watson made J.J. Watson do? Let's make the franchise look as bad as possible, man. I want to get out. You want to get out. Let's plan this together, please. But yeah, everything you said, it is I think the big thing is, if you're literally any other team in the NFL, you thought, man, you know, I can tell J.J. Watt wants out, because if you've been following J.J. Watt on Twitter, he has literally been throwing the Texans under the bus for the past 6 months. They fired their PR person, Amy Palsik. When they let her go, he tweeted something like, this is a fantastic PR person. I don't know why anyone would ever let someone like this go. Not being too subtle with the shade. Then the Texans fired their equipment staff. You know, and those guys are important to the players. They get to know the players. They make sure shoulder pads hit, your helmets hit. The players are usually pretty tight with those guys. The Texans let those guys go last week, and JJ Watt again tweets out, yeah. You know, these guys are awesome. This was dumb. I mean, you could just see the separation coming.
Let's get it right. It's a subtweet.
Yeah, subtweet. There we go.
No, he's thanking all these people for their work with the Texans. And I truly do believe that, you know, he loves these people, but he is clearly firing a shot at the organization when he sends these sort of things out.
Absolutely. So now then you're the Texans and you're sitting down, you're Cal McNair, you're like, my God, you know, like we want to do him right, but also we can't have him slandering us on Twitter anymore because we're doing that to ourselves. We don't need JJ doing it. And so if you're any other NFL team and you just saw this news today, you're thinking, my God, we don't have to trade for him. We don't have to give up any compensation. We just go out and sign him. This is amazing. So, I mean, I think the market for JJ Watt is going to get pretty crazy.
All right. Before we get there, let's hit on some Watt stuff. So worth noting, he's released by the Texans, after making 5 Pro Bowls and 5 All Pro teams. You know, when you see those years, what stands out is that those are really, aside from last year when he played the full season, his healthiest years. And when he was healthy in his career, I mean, there's not many more dominant defensive players. You know, he's taken famously in the 2011 NFL draft, which has a ton of potential Hall of Famers. Cam Newton was the first guy taken, obviously, in that draft. But the famously part about the J.J. Watt pick is that the Texans took him at 11, and he was sandwiched in between Blaine Gabbert, who was taken above him after Jacksonville traded up with Washington.
Super Bowl winner, Blaine Gabbert.
Oh, that's right. Flex on him, Blaine. Good job. You finally got that ring. And Christian Ponder, who was taken immediately after J.J. Watt. To me, that is the perfect encapsulation of that 2011 draft, is that the Texans drafted J.J. Watt, who's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and gave them 5 All-Pro years and 3 Defensive Player of the Year, 3 Defensive Player of the Year award seasons. And there were 2, like, just garbage quarterbacks. And Texans fans booed the pick. I mean, like, it's so perfect. Like, that is everything about that draft. Anyway, he was taken with the 12th overall pick, 11th overall pick. Lucky 11. That's my favorite number. Immediately comes in for the Texans and makes an impact, had 5.5 sacks his first season, and then exploded in his second season. 2012, led the league in sacks with 20.5, led the league in tackles for loss 39, and led the NFL, the entire NFL, including quarterbacks, in approximate value, according to Pro Football References, like all-encompassing stat that sums up how good a season was. With 19, he did not, 20.5 was his, he did that twice in terms of sacks, but he also led the league with 17.5 in 2015. And you could argue that 2014 and 2015, 25 and 26 year old seasons, were maybe the best. I don't know. I mean, he was just like, he had, like, that is an insane number of sacks in a 4-year stretch for a guy who often played on the interior. He had, 69 sacks. Nice. From 2012 to 2015. I mean, just, you know, and like, he hadn't been healthy really. Like, he, in 2018, he had a bounce back season, played all 16 games. 2019, missed 8. 2016 and 2017, rough years for him health wise. You do feel like he could end up going somewhere else and being able to sort of squeeze the most out of whatever he's got left under the hood, because at 31, is he turned 32 yet? No, he turns 32 on March 22nd. He's still got something in the, he's still got something in the tank, Breach.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you watched him last year, I think that became pretty clear, because there was some question. You know, he, in 2019, he got injured, only played 8 games, so he missed half the season. And so coming into 2020, there was some question about whether or not, hey, is this still J.J. Watt? Is he still good? And what did he do? He didn't get injured. He played all 16 games. He had a fantastic season. I mean, maybe by J.J. Watt standards, not fantastic, by the average defensive player standards. I mean, he had 5 sacks. He had a pick 6 in 2020. So he did some big things. He just wasn't the J.J. Watt we're used to seeing, because the Texans just weren't that good. But he still is a very, very good player, and he could still make a huge difference on a defense. I mean, you put him somewhere where he's not being double teamed, like, and again, we'll talk about landing spots in a second, but like, if he's playing next to Aaron Donald, you know, J.J. Watt's going to do some damage. The Texans just didn't have – I mean, they have had players like that in his career where
– Stevens turned into complete crap. I mean, it was a great unit for a long time, and he anchored it, and now it was garbage last year.
Exactly. And so now, man, if I am J.J. Watt, I am just, like, going through rosters, like, man, where do I want to go?
Well, where should he go? Let's talk about that. I mean, I think, obviously, the first two places that come to mind, one, Green Bay – you know, where he's wearing a Wisconsin shirt, that's home to him. You know, the Packers are a team that are in contention for the Super
Bowl. Yeah. Let me just say real quick, because you asked where he should go. I made a list right before the podcast started of places I thought he should go. We don't have to go through it. And I listed 14 teams. So that, like, have a compelling reason to try and add J.J. Watt. That's insane, because that's almost half of the NFL. So back to the Packers.
No. I think that's a great call. Look, I also think if you're talking about J.J. Watt, so this is a guy that has, I don't think the Texans ever made it out of the divisional round, right? They've won a wild card game, I know for sure.
They beat the Bengals twice.
And I was going to make an Andy Dalton joke because J.J. Watt had a pick six off of Andy Dalton.
Oh, we missed!
but I think J.J. Watt will be extremely interested. And I don't want to. This isn't pejorative. I think J.J. Watt will be a ring chaser this offseason.
He's been in the playoffs six times, lost in the divisional round four times. And the other two, they lost in the wild card round. So they've never gone further than that.
And remember that for the majority of J.J. Watt's career as a Texans player, he didn't have Deshaun Watson there. You know, or like he had, like I think he's probably been to the playoffs. Oh, I'll look it up. He has been to the playoffs how many times?
Six.
Yes, I know that. But since Deshaun Watson was drafted, just twice, right? Or three times. No, twice, because they lost to Kansas City 30-0 with Brian Hoyer. And then in 2019, yeah, because Watson was drafted in 2017. So 2019, they played Indianapolis and Andrew Luck. And then in 2020, they obviously, you know, beat Buffalo the year before.
2019 season.
They beat Buffalo in that crazy game and then got, you know, we're up 24-0 on the Chiefs in the divisional round. But the point being is that it stands to reason, I believe, that you can probably look at Super Bowl odds and that will tell you like a pretty good script of where J.J. Watt might go. So the Chiefs and Buccaneers have to be in play. You know, I don't know that Tampa's necessarily a great fit, but God, like you could see Tom Brady talking J.J. Watt into coming into town, especially if like they lose Ndamukong Suh, maybe.
Shaq Barrett might not return.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like if they're losing pieces on the defensive line, like I could see J.J. Watt taking no money to go to Tampa Bay. Again, schematically, maybe not perfect, but Todd Bowles will make it work. I think the Packers make a ton of sense because they are very good and, you know, could use some help against the run. And J.J. Watt, great player against the run, even at his advanced age. The Buffalo Bills are not a crazy option.
Well, and with the Packers, not only is J.J. Watt returning home to Wisconsin, so maybe he'd be open to that, but you have to think Aaron Rodgers is on his phone right now if he's not at, like, an engagement party. He is saying, you remember all that shade I was throwing about adding more people? This is one of those guys you want to add. This is somebody, you know, you probably think I wanted receivers or someone in offense. I will gladly take J.J. Watt. So someone needs to call him right now. Get on his team.
By the way, we have a question from the chat. Somebody on YouTube asks, is Ryan Wilson the handsomest member of the Super Friends? Oh, it's Ryan Wilson watching us on YouTube. What a goob. Wilson, for those asking, is watching Trevor Lawrence throw in Clemson. He's not in Clemson. He's just watching him throw in Clemson. So that's why. And look, a bunch of people in chat are pointing out that. So yeah, what's the best landing spot? Drop something in the chat. We'll put them up. The Atlean asked Falcons 3? Not a crazy idea. I just don't think they're far enough, up the list of teams that can win the Super Bowl breach.
Yeah, I don't think the Falcons are going to be, unless they offer him a 1-year, $45 million contract. I do not see J.J. Watt landing in Atlanta. I don't think we mentioned the Steelers yet, but that's an obvious one because T.J. Watt, Derek Watt are both there. And if you want to reunite with your brothers, I think that's the one spot where he'd be able to, he'd be willing to take, like, not just a discount, but like a Dollar General store discount where You know what? I'll sign for the league minimum so I can play with my brothers for 1 year.
Well, and you know, he said the other day, I don't know if it's like on Twitter or like where I heard him say it, but, he never played with his brothers
at any level. Yeah. He was
at any level. And they've always played together. And I don't think that three brothers have ever been on the same team in the NFL. Is that, you know, racist? But I mean, I'm just throwing that out. I literally have no context for it, but it would be really surprising if three brothers from, I mean, three actual blood related brothers.
Were the Gronks ever?
I don't think there's another, no. Are there even three Gronks in the NFL?
There was like two of them on a practice squad, I think. I don't know. But maybe, so that's why the Steelers make sense. And so that's, you know, the Steelers don't have a ton of cap space. They're trying to work out that stuff with Ben, but I think that maybe he would.
By the way, the Steelers lost their starting center.
True.
Worth noting, we don't have to circle back for a Pouncey Brothers retire
emergency podcast. Within the emergency podcast?
Yeah, it was a sub-emergency podcast. Both Pouncey Brothers announced their retirement through Ramon Foster, the Steeler, you know, and it was a weird thing, but he tweeted out that both of those guys were retiring. So the Chargers and the Steelers have now lost a Pouncey brother. That is fairly important. I need to look at Marquise Pouncey's contract because it is Marquise is the Steelers guy, right? It's unfair to have these two brothers with the same name. So Spurcheck had not to. Anyway, point being is that JJ Watt, the Steelers are a potential option. I guess the Seahawks could work. Somebody mentioned that in the chat.
Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. You know, if you're Russell Wilson and you just went public saying, hey, look, we need to get some help in here. And yes, I probably meant offensive linemen or receivers, but now that JJ Watt's available, John Schneider, call him right now. Don't even let him, don't even watch that video. Don't take time to do it. Call JJ right this second. I think another one that would be interesting is the Cowboys. You know, the Cowboys offense is so high powered, but it's tough for them because their defense is so bad. And, DeMarcus Lawrence is already on Twitter trying to recruit JJ Watt. And if you're JJ, you don't really have to make a move. There's no state taxes in Texas. So I feel like you could be convinced to go to Dallas. I think an interesting one is the Tennessee Titans. You get to stay in division. So you get to beat up
double revenge game would be nice.
And you get to reunite with Mike Vrabel, who was your defensive coordinator for 2 years. So, and I'm not just saying it because I live in Nashville. I saw your face prints and that was your initial thought. You're like, Breach is only saying that because he got a Titan helmet back there and he's living in Nashville.
That was my initial thought.
I'm tired of the Titan stuff. But I do think the Titans would make some sense because, like you just said, two revenge games and then because you're reuniting with Mike Vrabel.
A3 in the chat. Yes, we see your comments. You keep typing 49ers, eventually we'll get to it. But yeah, 49ers that's not out of question. I mean, like, yeah. Again, the 49ers are up there in terms of Super Bowl odds at 15-1. I think anybody with 20-1 or better Super Bowl odds, actually anybody with 30-1 or better Super Bowl odds is in play. As you mentioned, the Cowboys, I guess the Chargers, meh. Browns, sure, why not? Seahawks, Dolphins, Colts have.
The Rams.
The Rams, sure, why not? I mean, go put Aaron Donald and J.J. Watt together for a season. That'd be freaking awesome. And the Rams, as I hope J.J. Watt goes to the Rams. As a lifelong Rams fan, I hope that happens. Somebody points out in the chat, if Andy Dalton is still on the Cowboys, no chance that Watt. Do they dislike each other?
Yes, we know about J.J. Watt's long history with Andy. Started with the pick six.
No, it didn't. It started with the Rose Bowl in college when Andy Dalton beat J.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah.
He was at TCU, beat Wisconsin.
Go way back.
But I don't think they dislike each other, do they?
I think it's just funny about what's happened on the field.
Okay, Colts fan, Northern King 4466 points out in the chat, Colts, yes, don't pass them over. Yeah, I mean, look, the Colts are in the business of acquiring talented players. They're trying to make a run at Carson Wentz right now, but don't want to overpay for him, according to a lot of reports. And as a result, you know, it wouldn't be shocking, like, if they go get a quarterback that they try to keep going all in. And again, like, there's an Andre Johnson factor to this, in my opinion, or like a Steve Smith factor to this. If you're in the AFC South, if you're the Titans, Colts, or I don't think you go to Jacksonville, obviously. But I guess you can't rule it out technically. If you're the Jaguars, Colts, or Titans and you sign JJ Watt, You're going to get two Hall of Fame performances from him, bare minimum, against the Texans this year. Like, he is going to put up a 5-sack game in one of those games. I will guarantee it. Or maybe a 3-sack game is probably something I should guarantee. The Ravens. Did we talk about the Ravens?
I was going to say any team in the AFC North, probably the Bengals last because they were the worst last year.
They all play the AFC South.
Just because they're all good. You know, talking about with the Super Bowl odds, the Ravens could absolutely use the pass rush. You put J.J. Watt in that defense, and now you have Lamar Jackson at offense. That's a strong team. The Browns, if there's one thing they actually do need, it is pass rush. They have the cap room to do it. So I think the Steelers, Ravens, and Browns could all make sense. And I don't think that the Bengals, I don't think he would even answer the phone if the Bengals called, but you know what? You throw the Bengals in there. I'll throw the Bengals in there.
And somebody pointed out that, Watt called, Dalton the Little Red Rider BB gun. I do remember that happening now, but I want to say that, that JJ Watt apologized to him. Yes, here we go. Deadspin. The lame Andy Dalton JJ Watt beef has come to an end. Yeah, Watt said.
It wasn't lame. It was an amazing.
Said, you're just trying to get from the on. I'm not going to give it to you. I'm sorry. He said he's sorry to Andy Dalton. And like Andy Dalton and JJ Watt are not the type of dudes to hold a beef against each other. Like that beef ain't real. It ain't happening. So, I'm not going to count that. I don't know why people are comparing. Why are people talking about the Rockets in the chat? The Rockets and the Warriors. The Bucks are the new Warriors, apparently. Any other teams that could come to mind for you, Breach, before we?
I would just say that any team with cap space, Washington has a lot of cap space. They went to the playoffs this year. Feel like their defense is loaded. They probably don't need JJ Watt, but again, it's JJ Watt. If you can get him for a year, you're probably going to take him.
Bad division, it's potential that Carson Wentz is traded out, which, I mean, I know Carson Wentz sucks, but like that would, I don't think if Carson Wentz is traded that it makes the Eagles an immediate contend. It doesn't like boost their contention possibilities.
Right. And the teams that made the playoffs last year with the most cap space are the Colts, Washington, the Buccaneers, the Browns, and the Ravens. Those are your top five teams that made the playoffs with the most cap space.
All right. What do you think that this does? Oh, yeah. Somebody has pointed out as well. The Chicago Bears, I guess, could be in play because his wife plays for the Chicago soccer team, I believe. Keila Watt, maybe is her pronounced her name. Sorry if I messed that up. I mess up everything. But she plays for the Chicago Red Stars of the National Women's Soccer League. So that's a possibility, but I don't think when you're as rich as JJ Watt, that it necessarily matters proximity to your wife in professional sports. So that would be my only
thing. I mean, they were doing Houston and Chicago right now, so like.
Yeah. Right. And she could get traded too.
That much money there's wherever you want, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Lucas Pawlowski asked a question that is perfect for our segue. Does Watt wait to see where Watson ends up to possibly reunite? And I think, that's not off the table, Breach, but I think maybe more importantly, like both could go to New England, for instance. Maybe more importantly though is does this release of Watt? The Texans leaked out that they released JJ Watt, did the nice thing by him instead of trading him so he could pick his destination. So either the Texans one of three things, either the Texans couldn't trade him, the Texans are idiots, or the Texans, the Texans are either nice idiots or they couldn't trade him. Which one is it?
They are nice idiots. You can trade JJ Watt, but I think they have all this negative press going around and it's snowballing and they're thinking, God, the national media, literally football fans think we're idiots. How do we fix that? Let's do right by JJ Watt, and not trade him for a third round pick or hold him hostage like we're doing to Deshaun Watson. And so, we started off with Brinson, they cut him and they didn't even let JJ Watt leak it. They leaked it before he did. So,
but look, the whole premise of believing that Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby can come in and fix your organization is rooted and anchored by the fact that they grew up under Bill Belichick. Do you know what Bill Belichick would never do in a million years? sacrifice a third round pick to be nice for good PR. Like, that's bad business. And maybe they couldn't have got anything for him. Like, that's possible because he does have a $17 million cap hit. But if they could have gotten something for him and they cut him, they released him, mutually released him, or whatever you want to phrase it, to be nice and for good PR, then that's the biggest red flag we've seen yet. So with Watson, does the fact that they acquiesced to JJ Watt's request, give you hope that Deshaun Watson will end up somewhere else?
I don't think it changes anything with Deshaun Watson. The JJ Watt release saves the Texans a bunch of money. I think Joel Corey, our former sports agent, says
I've been saying he was going to get released for like 6 months. It was going to be his last year in Houston. Well,
he gave me the cap number. That's all. I wasn't talking about that he was going to be released. It's saving over $17 million. So you're talking about a move that you get cap space. You don't get that with Deshaun Watson. You're taking a cap hit.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I don't think this changes anything with the Deshaun Watson situation. And I don't think JJ Watt will wait to see what Deshaun Watson does because look, free agency starts March 17th, but JJ Watt got released so he can sign before March 17th. So while everybody has their bank account still full, all those teams, you know, they know how much cap space they're going to have for the most part, and they don't know what the cap is going to be. So if you're JJ Watt, you want to sign before March 17th, before the big money starts being spent, so the teams have to spend the money on you.
That's a great point. And teams will, it also will let him pick his spot. Like, he can go wherever he wants. He can sign for, I really don't think he's going to ask for a ton of money. I don't think money is, I mean, I know that money matters. Money always matters. But
it's like 10 or 15 million. I could see 1 year, 10 to 15 million.
Oh, I don't think he wants even that much.
Well, depending, you know, like if he goes to the Steelers, I could see him going for under 10, but I think, you know, like,
he will find the best possible landing spot and then take somewhere between like, I think 7 and 10 million. I think he'll go low because I think he wants to, like, I think he'll, I mean, that's a lot of money to sacrifice, I guess. It's like 7 million, but, if you want to go get a ring and you want to help that team get a ring, like that's your, I mean, he has a ton of money. Like he got drafted in the first round. Granted, it was the 2011 draft, so new CBA, but obviously signed. I mean, he's made a lot of money. So I don't think, cause his last contract was a 6 year, $100 million contract. Like he's, you know.
Are the Texans now the NFC's version of the Detroit Lions where like all the star players, you're just severing ties. None of them want anything to do with you. Detroit did it with Barry Sanders, Calvin Johnson, got rid of Matthew Stafford. Now the Texans, Andre Johnson, they burnt the bridge. JJ Watt wants, he's out. He doesn't want out. He's gone. And now Deshaun Watson, bye.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
We will have a Deshaun Watson emergency podcast as soon as that happens. If it happens, might be a little while on that one, but I'm sure that we are not done with news in the coming days, weeks, whatever it is. But JJ Watt has been released by the Texans. That's the emergency podcast. Thanks for checking it out on. Remember, when these breaking news happen, you can tweet at us at John Breach, at Will Brinson, with a siren. Somebody asked, will there be a Wentz podcast? Are you kidding me? Yeah, there'll be a Wentz podcast. We just said JJ Watt got released podcast. If Wentz gets traded, we go live. So what we're going to do this off season is, if breaking news happens, we will go live on YouTube and Twitch. So make sure, yes, Debo will be on the Wentz podcast.
Is there going to be an Andy Dalton emergency podcast, Will?
No, that's not big enough. Andy Dalton, but subscribe to YouTube, subscribe to Twitch, youtube.com/pick6 and twitch.tv/CBS Sports HQ. And you'll get alerts, I said somebody's name wrong, apparently. You'll get alerts if we go live, and we will go live for breaking news, so make sure and subscribe. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you all hopping in the chat. No, there will not be a podcast. Yeah, if Joe Burrow asked to be released, we'll do a podcast. Anyway, see you guys later. Enjoy your Friday. Have a great weekend.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina. Yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.